Today, I brought a picture that shows people in their jobs. Can you tell me some of the jobs you see? What do you see? A teacher, somebody said. A what? A garbage man. Any more? Firefighter. Okay, doctor, policeman, good. Now, if you were sick, which one of these would you go to? The doctor. How about if you wanted to know if a store had oranges, who would you ask? The man that worked at the store. And if you saw a fire, you'd call the mailman, right? Good, I didn't catch you there. Yes. For each one of those, you would go to the person who knew the most. They had experience with it. It was their job. You could trust what they say because they had authority. That's a big grown-up word. Can you say that? Authority. Authority. Got it? It just means you know what you're talking about. Now, if we wanted to know about God, who could we ask? Ooh, somebody got it right away. We could talk to Pastor Sean, right? That would be good. You could ask Mom and Dad, but you got it right away. The person with the most authority is Jesus. And I want to read to you one place in Scripture in our passage for today where it said that, okay? So listen for what it says. Jesus and his companions went to the town of Capernaum. When the Sabbath day came, that's their Sunday, he went into the synagogue, that's their church, and he began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught with real authority. Authority. Jesus has authority. The people were amazed at what he said. They just knew that his words were true and right. His words had power and they could trust him. Now, why would Jesus' words have power? Who is Jesus? Yeah, he's the Son of God. Jesus is God. He knows all things. So how can we hear Jesus' words? How about this book? What is this book? It's the Bible. And whose book is it? It's God's book. And Jesus' words are in it. Now, when you come to church on Sunday, Pastor Sean helps you understand Jesus' words in here. When you come to Sunday school, your teachers help you understand what's in there. And at home, Mom and Dad can help you. And best of all, when you learn to read, you can read Jesus' words for yourself and you can hear them. Jesus' words are true. Jesus' words, he's God and his words have authority. Got that word? Authority. I have a picture for you that I'm going to give you. It's a picture of Jesus talking in the synagogue, but I'll give it to you after we pray. So will you pray with me, please? Jesus, you are God. All your words are true. Help me to love and believe your words. Amen.